You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The movie Inside Out, featuring voices of stars like Amy Poehler and Mindy Kaling, is out in theaters this week. As James Sanford of Alamo Drafthouse reports, the film shows that Pixar hasn't quite lost its touch.
It's been almost 20 years since Pixar Studios revolutionized the entertainment world with its first full-length feature, Toy Story, which demonstrated that combining state-of-the-art digital animation, big-name stars, and exciting storylines could pay off in a big way at the box office.
To infinity and beyond!
For the next decade, Pixar established itself as a reliable source of first-class films, including Toy Story 2, Monsters, Inc., Finding Nemo, The Incredibles, Ratatouille, and WALL-E. In recent years, however, there's been a bit of grumbling that Pixar has lost its golden touch after the glories of Toy Story 3. Cars 2 and Monsters University were major successes, but they were not in a class with the studio's best works. And even the beautifully crafted adventure Brave left some critics underwhelmed. Happily, somewhere along the line, Pixar definitely got its groove back. Inside Out, a mind-bogglingly delightful comedy with surprisingly serious themes, is an unqualified triumph. Although it takes place largely inside the turbulent brain of an 11-year-old, Inside Out is certain to captivate moviegoers of all ages with its irresistible combination of sharp jokes, memorable characterizations, and sheer wonder. Like all the best Pixar films, it's full of wit, suspense, and intelligence. There's also a masterfully modulated undercurrent of poignancy and melancholy to remind us that adolescence is never the happiest of times, especially when your emotional upheavals are coupled with a radical change of location.
Fear. I need a list of all the possible negative outcomes on the first day at a new school.
Way ahead of you there. Does anyone know how to spell meteor?
In the case of our heroine Riley, that's an unexpected relocation from chilly but comfortable Minnesota, where she's a hockey star, to the crowded and confusing streets of San Francisco, where she immediately feels out of place. The majority of the story unfolds inside Riley's mind, where five major emotions alternately clash, cooperate, and try to coexist. There's the understandably upbeat Joy, played by Amy Poehler, the low-key and often irritating Sadness, played by Phyllis Smith, the easily offended Disgust, played by Mindy Kaling, the ever-suspicious Fear, Bill Hader, and the short-tempered, literally hot-headed Anger, played by Lewis Black.
Pizza.
That's it. I'm done.
Congratulations, San Francisco! You've ruined pizza!
Each of them takes a turn controlling Riley's actions, and each puts his or her personal touch on her ever-expanding library of memories. That's where Riley's problems begin, and where Inside Out transforms from a lively, clever comedy into a genuinely thoughtful examination of how much of what we do or don't do depends on our moods and feelings.
These are Riley's memories. They're mostly happy, you'll notice, not to brag.
I wanted to maybe hold one.
What happened? Sadness?
She did something to the memory.
When two of Riley's major emotions are temporarily sidelined, the consequences are startling and slightly heartbreaking. The situation also opens up the opportunity to explore the sparkling labyrinths of Riley's mind, in which nearly forgotten imaginary playmates still roam, a train of thought chugs along throughout the day, dreams are produced in a Hollywood-style studio.
Rainbow unicorn, she's right there!
I loved you in Fairy Dream Adventure Part 7. Okay, bye, I love you.
And all of the information and incidents Riley will never need to think about again wind up at the bottom of a vast, dark dump. The surprises along the way should not be spoiled, so let's just say that Inside Out is part fantastic voyage and part psychedelic magical mystery tour. It's a story about emotions that will give your own emotions a fairly rigorous workout, and that's why it works so superbly. Directors Peter Docter and Rinaldo De Carmen have achieved a marvelous balance of delight and poignancy, humor and heartache. They've made Inside Out one of those rare fantasies that makes us think twice about our place in the real world. For WMUK, I'm James Sanford from Alamo Drafthouse, Kalamazoo.